Hello, everyone. I am Alan Condon with Becker's Healthcare. Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast. We're thrilled to be joined today by Andre Ladeh, Vice President of U.S. Ambulatory Surgery Centers at the Pugh Synthes, the orthopedics company of Johnson & Johnson, as well as Ryan Van Puffelen, Senior Manager of U.S. ASCs at the Pugh. Ryan, Andre, it's a real pleasure to have you both with us today.
We're overjoyed to be here, so thanks for having us, Alan.
I appreciate it, Alan. Thanks for having us.
With that, let's dive right in. And today's conversation is going to be focusing around patient trends and pain points that exist in the ASC market, a booming area in the healthcare industry today. So with that, let's dive into our first question. Andre, how have ASCs evolved to address efficiency in treating orthopedic patients?
Well, you know, Alan, great question. As we know, I think the ASC setting is probably one of the fastest, you know, moving points of care, and it's got, you know, rapidly changing needs. And so one of those changing needs is also the needs of the patient. And in particular, for joint reconstruction patients, you know, these are folks who are now seeking hip and knee, you know, replacement earlier in life than they have decades before. And, you know, this is an average patient who's probably, you know, middle-aged adult, and it's someone who still enjoys, you know, hiking, biking, you know, mountain climbing, all these things. And they want to continue that, you know, post-surgery as soon as possible without limitations of hip, you know, complications or any type of, you know, pain that may come from surgery. So the ASC setting is really ideal for those types of patients. The other thing that I think that's important is that, you know, patients, as we continue to focus on patients, have more access to information than ever before. And so they're having more detailed conversations with their surgeons regarding the implants, the techniques, you know, that are going to be used on them, you name it. And so it's really important that, you know, surgeons are armed with that information, but also the resources they need to take care of those patients. And at the same time, innovations are evolving not only to address the pressing needs of the surgeon today, but also for the clinical trends of tomorrow.
Andre brought up a lot of great points about the patients. I wanted to kind of bring something up around the commercial side and the reimbursement side. So we've seen more and more commercial payers rolling out value-based payment programs for surgeries that really help enable that move from the inpatient to the outpatient setting. And we recognize that both surgeon entrepreneurs and ASC administrators are taking on more and more of that responsibility and risk, sometimes with less institutional support. So we want them to know that they can count on us to identify and really help craft some of those efficient solutions to facilitate that day-to-day workflow.
Thank you both so much for laying that out for us. But now, Andre, turning to challenges that ASCs are currently facing, can you walk us through some of the major challenges or obstacles that they face on a day-to-day basis today?
You know, great question regarding some of these challenges. I would say, you know, having the proper tools and solutions in place, it's really important in order to meet the needs of, you know, the daily needs of an ASC patient. We actually had one of our surgeon provider partners reach out to us recently and share that they felt like there was a changing tide, if you will, for patients that had, you know, surgery maybe, you know, many years ago. And just this advent of, you know, additional information around innovation and technologies and, you know, technologies, for instance, like robotics and VELUS, for instance, that we offer with the Pugh Synthes, as well as, you know, knowing that there were competent surgeons in the ASC space, it's really restored that confidence for patients to seek out that revision surgery that maybe they've been putting off for years and years. And so, you know, the combination of skilled surgeons and technologies and the convenience, you know, that ASCs provide are really just an ideal combination for restoring mobility for patients.
Got it. And Ryan, when we think about technologies, whether it's digital technology, AI, robotics, what are some of those new technologies in the orthopedic world that really help make a highly functioning ASC?
Yeah, Andre really teed it up well, talking about just the overall shift of digital technologies and really how they've grown up over the years. And I think they will continue to rapidly shape where the future of healthcare goes. So ASCs, they're looking for advanced robotics. They're looking for enabling technologies, and in particular, technologies that help to reduce the burden on surgeons and help to provide an efficient procedure in order to help meet the needs of their ASC, the needs of the surgeons, and ultimately the patients that they serve. You know, and sometimes in order to achieve those types of efficiencies, you might have to break a couple of familiar habits, right? So we think about, you know, the typical example is in January when everyone's trying to work off the Christmas calories, right? And you try to get back into the gym. But what I found is if you make small changes, just 1% every day, you can have big, big change that occurs over the long run. And I picked this up personally from a book I read recently, Atomic Habits by James Clear, which is a fairly popular book right now. And in it, he actually statistically quantifies this by if everybody around you improves by just 1% every single day, by the end of a year, you're actually 37 times better than when you started. So what do we need to do to achieve that kind of efficiency when it comes to ASCs? And I'll give you just one example, the concise surgical automated system. So this is a system that is designed to eliminate that repetitious use of a surgical mallet. And as a result, it can really reduce surgeon fatigue during total joint procedures. In fact, 66% of participants in a study that we recently did had reduced muscle fatigue while using the Concise. And the use of a system like Concise may also help to reduce OR costs. Another study found that when the Concise was used for total hip arthroplasty, there was a reduced procedure time of about 8 minutes per case. And that could lead to some pretty significant savings over time. With significant growth expected in total hip procedures, it's really important that the instrumentation itself helps to facilitate optimal patient and provider outcomes, all of these together leading to a more efficient ASC.
Got it. And Andre, I'm wondering if can you share some insight as to how ASCs can manage the day-to-day workflow more efficiently?
Well, Alan, that's a great question. You know, as you know, surgeons and ASC administrators take on more day-to-day responsibilities, it's really important that they focus on implementing solutions to manage the logistics of day-to-day workflow, from preoperative, you know, planning to the operating room activities, case turnover, and sterilization. Solutions that address these needs can help alleviate the challenges that come with managing workflow in an ASC. And at DePuy Synthes, you know, our advanced case management offering, for example, it utilizes a mix of image-based and artificial intelligence algorithms to predict the most likely implant, you know, size range required for the surgeon to do a primary, you know, joint replacement surgery. ACM implements a digital platform that ensures that orthopedic surgeons receive the right mix of devices and tools for each patient, minimizing the waste and expediting the setup time in the OR. So for example, we have actually outcomes from nearly 100 hospital and ASC implementations of this system across North America. And this has resulted in 60% reduction in instrument serialization costs. That's real money. And we've also helped ASCs maintain well-educated staff by offering ongoing professional education so that they can effectively manage workflows more efficiently. And at DePuy Synthes, we have a 125-year legacy of innovation. And our goal is to help surgeons transform orthopedic surgery in an outpatient setting to achieve optimal care for patients. Our clinical solutions span across specialties from joint reconstruction, surgical sports medicine, spine, trauma and extremities, and we offer product innovations that are well suited for the ASC. Our goal is to be the ASC clinical and business solution partner of choice.
Ryan, can you round out our conversation today? How can making small, consistent changes really lead to big differences over time in the ASC environment?
Sure. Yeah. Thanks, Alan. And thanks again for having us on. Well, what we've seen from an efficiency perspective is effectively managing ORs in an ASC can help to eliminate a lot of challenges for surgeons and their surgical teams and for their patients. And again, we're trying to deliver overall value to the healthcare system. So we work with ASCs on their processes, technologies, and workflow solutions based upon what we call the three ASC pillars, which is clinical excellence, economic value, and operational support. And we found that by implementing simple, reproducible processes, then that just leads to an overall value increase for the ASC. Again, I'll go back to what I mentioned earlier around atomic habits. It's not so much the 1% that you do every day, but it's what that 1% can multiply out to over the course of time. And we're going to dive into this a little bit more with our next conversation with Beckers, where we're going to bring on Dr. Charlie DeCook, from the Advanced Center for Joint Surgery in Atlanta, and he's done some incredible efficiencies in his ASC to achieve what he calls 12 by 12, which in essence, that means doing 12 total joint cases by noon. And also, as we look towards the rest of the year, I'm particularly excited to host a live workshop at the October Becker's meeting, where we're going to be having a live panel conversation of both surgeons and administrators from across the country discussing in detail how they are putting efficiency into practice within their ASC. So we look forward to joining you there.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Andre and Ryan. It's been a real pleasure speaking with you both today. I'd like to thank another thank you to our sponsor, the Pewosynthes, the orthopedics company of Johnson & Johnson. You can also tune into any more podcasts from Becker's Healthcare by visiting beckershospitalreview.com. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Alan.
Thanks a lot, Alan.